Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adeyemi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Now, today I want to bring to you continuation of the Daniel series. We are going to Daniel chapter 10 today, and we're going to continue to wrap up these prophecies that the angels have been coming back and forth to Daniel. And we're going to actually try to praise the Almighty God for giving all of these visions to Daniel. What you have to know is this: everything that was revealed to Daniel in these books of Daniel was not given just to Daniel for Daniel to be proud or puffed up and say, "Oh, I know this thing, I know that thing." No. God, most of the time, we raise up prophets for God's own purpose. Daniel was one of them. So you have to also remember now, a lot of people in the midst of born again believers, they will say, "I like to be a prophet of God. I like to be this. I like to be that." It's good to have that ambition. However, you have to know, promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. It's God that raises all prophets. God, on for his own purpose, we call somebody to become his servant and move that somebody closer to himself and reveals prophecies and visions and all those things to that person, not for that person's purpose only. When God wakes us up early in the morning and reveals those visions to us, it's for God's own purpose. Most of the time, for this man to write them down, to publish it, so that the world may know the plan of God. That has been the way God has moved over the years. Take, for example, this book of Daniel. Everything that Daniel wrote down, he said sometimes he himself couldn't understand these things. But God asked him to write it down, and you will see examples like that in this Daniel chapter 10 and chapter 11 and 12. Daniel said, "I wanted to know what is the end of all this fantastic description of this thing you are telling him." They told him, Daniel, he said, "Daniel, seal it up. It's not for you to know. But just write it down, seal it up, it will be for the end of the world. They will understand it at the end of the world, those who are wise." And you that is listening to me today, are you one of the wise people? Then you will seek to understand, you will seek to know, and you'll be able to know. And that's why we are explaining it to you, because God has made us to understand the prophecies, because we can look at history and see them fulfilled over the years. And then we can know that the rest will fulfill themselves, and we want to make ourselves ready for the Lord who is coming back to take over the earth. So that is how we know that all these prophecies that were given to Daniel, they were not just for Daniel, they were for the whole world to know, for the body of believers to know that this is the plan of God for the ages. And because of that, because these things that are being prophesied by being given to Daniel was actually being given to the body of believers, so that the body of believers may know the plan of God throughout the ages. You know, you can then tell that the devil, who is the enemy of God, will not let it go easily, will not let it come to the prophet easily. And there's a confrontation and a fight in the hand of that prophet that God has chosen to reveal this thing to. And this is what we are going to see exactly in the book of Daniel chapter 10. And let me read the story, and you can follow. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Daniel chapter 10, and let's see exactly what I just mentioned, that there is always confrontation, because the devil knew that these things that are being revealed is not just to this man to know it. This man is like a scribe. This man actually is representing a reporter to carry the news to the rest of the people. So when a reporter goes there and cover a news story, it's not for that reporter to just to know, it's for the reporter to broadcast it to the rest of the world. And that is why the devil would not like that to happen, because he doesn't want people to know what was the plan of God. Part of the plan of God is to overthrow Satan and his cohorts and take them out of this planet. And how God will do that has been listed and written down in the book of prophecies. And here it is. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar." So we believers must take some challenges from these examples of Daniel and say, how did they become so close to the Lord that they were able to get some of these prophecies? This is one of the things they were doing: fasting and praying. And God honored it, and God visited them, and God revealed to them things that will be for the ages. because they are now walking the life of prophets. When you begin to fast a long fast, like for 21 days without eating anything, days and nights now, not like the 40 days that the Muslims will do, and they eat early in the morning and eat later in the evening. That is not a fast. We are talking of days and nights without eating anything. You can drink water, but just pure water, and no food for nights and for days. And that was what Daniel was doing. He said he was mourning for 21 days, for 3 full weeks. And he described how he did it in verse 3. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. People have said, how can we fast? How do we fast? How can we fast? If you have not read my literature on fasting, that is like the narration of the fasting, you can ask for it and I'll send it to you. But this is exactly summarized here by the Daniel. Just throw, don't eat anything, don't drink any juice, don't eat anything, just drink water. And as long as you can drink, for as many days as you can drink, start by challenging yourself for 1 day, 24 hours, and then 48 hours some other time. Maybe next time you want to try a whole week, or 72 hours, or 3 days, and then next time challenge yourself for 10 full days. And then when you're able to do that, maybe after a month or so, try and challenge yourself for another 21 days. The longest people should ever try should be 40. Don't go beyond 40 days, because people that went beyond 40 days are trying to commit suicide. But 40 days maximum, like the prophets of old, like the Lord Jesus Christ, 40 days and nights has been the one that many have tried to do. Even in our generation, many have tried 40 days and 40 nights. You think like it's impossible? It is possible. Drinking ordinary water. Of course, the man will be skinny and lean. We're not ruling that out. But if you are praying and you have the Holy Spirit, the reward you will get from the Lord is worth it all. But you have to start from a small scale. Start from 1 day. If you never fasted before, try 1 day fast, 24 hours before you eat and drink ordinary water. If you are able to do that and you see that you didn't die, then maybe try after 1 week, try another 2 days, 48 hours. That was how I started. Then later, when you see that you are able to do that, try 3 days, 72 hours without eating anything, just drink water. Then maybe after some time, after you have been able to do that, challenge yourself and say, next time I want to try 1 full week drinking ordinary water. And you will see that as you are doing it, make sure you are fast, you are praying along, you are reading your Bible. It's not just polishing yourself. You have to be in prayer during those days. You got to be studying the scriptures, studying the books of the prophets, studying literatures from people like us. And that is to build, we are explaining what you have read, what you are reading in the Bible, that will build your faith, that will open the word of God more to you. That is what it is for. It's for studying, to show yourself approved unto God. Time to set yourself apart to study. That is what fasting should be for. So if you are not studying, you are just punishing yourself for nothing. You've got to be studying. So Daniel said he was fasting, mourning for these days, praying and fasting, what he was doing. He said, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He said, neither did I anoint myself at all. Meaning that he was not even combing his hair and dressing up. He was just like somebody that has lost his best friend to death. So that's what they call mourning. So he was doing that just to pray. And verse 4 said, and in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river. Now, he was telling us when the vision came to him, it was after the fast. God will not give you vision when you are still fasting. You have to remember that. You may have some dreams of vision during the time of the fast, yes. But God's reward will come afterwards. That is what you have to remember that. Because a lot of people say, well, I didn't get anything when I fasted. You have to fast, not just you want to get something from God, but to study, to humble yourself. Those are the purposes for the fasting, and to know more. After you have fulfilled those morning days, then God will visit you with your reward. He said that when you fast in secret, God will reward you openly. The father that you have fasted to, he said, let not your right hand see what your left hand is doing. When you have done your praying in secret, then your father in secret will reward you openly. So God will not be paying you, rewarding you when you are still fasting. He will wait until that fast is complete and is over, and then he will come with his blessing. So that's why Daniel was saying it was after 24th day. That's like, let's say he fasted from the first day to the 21st day and he started eating. Now, when he is now eating, some days later, the angel visited him. So that's what I'm trying to point to you here today. He said it was by the side of the gate of the great river, which is called Edekel. So then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ophir. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Now, what was happening? A physical visitation occurred where Daniel and some men were standing, and they sense something like maybe like an earthquake or like a wind or something troubling the air, and the men fled because they didn't know what's happening. It's almost like when you see when the ground shook under you, they thought earthquake is coming, and they ran. But Daniel knew what was happening because he saw a vision. He saw somebody like a lightning figure, like an angel, that stood there. When that angel stood there, that was when all those ground shook, and the people didn't see anything. They just fled because they thought earthquake was coming. But Daniel stood there, he couldn't move. He saw this angelic figure, he said like a man, and that was what he described. And then the angel started speaking to him, but the other men have fled. Now let's go on. So I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me did not see the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was torn in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Daniel seemed to fall down and was in a fast sleep. That is, his spirit was touched. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. I've said in the earlier podcast, how can we be a man greatly beloved like Daniel? By walking with God the way Daniel walked with God. In humility, in setting yourself apart, and standing for God. Not be afraid to confess Christ. Then you will be a man greatly beloved also. And he said, oh, stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now look at again, the angel said from the first day that he started praying and fasting, the commandment came to him also to come. So just like I said in the earlier broadcast, God said immediately you open your mouth, God will say, here is the answer. It's not that God cannot bring the answer until you have fasted 20 days or 40 days, but you needed that fast to receive what you are going to receive. But from the day you open your mouth, God has already heard you and he has brought the answer. But for you to receive the answer and keep the answer and be able to use the answer, maybe you need that long fast. So there are many things that could be the reason why the answer may not come immediately. But the day you open your mouth, God has already heard you. And that is what the angel confirmed again here. He said that from the day you first started this to chasten yourself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But it came about 20 something days later. And he said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. So which means in the case of Daniel, there was a wrestling. He said a prince of Persia means a spiritual force was resisting Daniel, not just resisting the angel, but they are resisting Daniel's prayer, and the angel couldn't come to Daniel. Say, but for 21 days. Say, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. So the angel was giving us an insight into what goes on in the spirit world. Sometimes when we, saints of God, try to get something from God, there will be a resistance to our prayer many times by the principalities of the devil, by the satanic forces that are ruling the nations or ruling the city or ruling the area. But if you don't give up in your prayer, answer and your request will come. That is what this angel was showing to us here. Now, Daniel was praying, yes, from the day he had started praying and fasting, God has heard. An angel was dispatched. But the prince of Persia, which was an evil spirit that was ruling the kingdom of Persia, not the king of that country, but the spirit, the satanic spirit that was in charge, that Satan has put in charge of that country, he saw what Daniel was praying for and started resisting the prayer. And when they are resisting the prayer, it will come in many forms. the angel that was to come to Daniel, we have to stop and couldn't show forth until that devil is dealt with. So Daniel continued the prayer, going to fast until 21 days was completed. And then the Bible said, the angel said, another angel, Michael, came to help him, which means Michael was dispatched from heaven, and he knocked off this satanic prince of Persia, so that the angel that was sent to Daniel could come to Daniel. That goes on in the world up till now. Anytime we, saints of God, are praying or interceding, or we are trying to get something, there will always be a resistance from Satan or satanic angel that is ruling the nation or ruling the countries. You need to go read some of my literature, or go get some of my literature on what we call the unseen world. I have a literature that I wrote about the unseen world, or another literature I said the revealed truth, in where I really explain what goes on in the spirit world from country to country, that almost every country of the world has a satanic prince that is, so that is ruling that country. But we saints of God have got to grow up spiritually until we subdue those satanic princes that are ruling those countries, so that they can't bother us anymore. We are to grow up spiritually and become giants for Christ in our growth, spiritual growth, until those spirits of Satan, those satanic princes, cannot bother us anymore. That is why Christ said we are to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Because when you are come to the fullness of the stature of Christ, then you are Lord over all things also. Just like Christ said, you will sit with him in his throne, and he will elevate you to be at that height with him. Now the angel told us that the prince of Persia withstood him, but in 21 days later he came. Verse 14 says, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. Now what we are saying here, you can see from the book, the whole book of Daniel was prophecies upon prophecies upon prophecies. God sent different versions of the same thing to make Daniel understand, or to make we understand what is the plan of God. From Daniel chapter 2, it was the same thing, prophesying about the plan of God for the ages, for this planet Earth. You see it in chapter 2, in the vision of Nebuchadnezzar. And went further in Daniel chapter 7, where it was also prophesying that there are beasts upon beasts that are fighting one another and taking over, and then the kingdom of God took over. It was the same story being described in many forms. And then in Daniel chapter 8, again, the same story being described in many forms. What will happen between kingdoms and kingdoms until the end, and then the kingdom of God will take over. Just the plan of God being described from the time of Daniel to the end of the world. And in Daniel chapter 9, the same thing, Daniel was still praying, because God didn't say, you have got your answer, don't pray anymore. As long as you keep praying, God will reveal the same thing to you, to make you understand it better. To make you understand it better. So Daniel was given again, Daniel chapter 9, something that will happen, more details. More like more detail was being revealed as time progresses. That's why different visions revealing more detail of the same thing. It's like when you are building a house, maybe you see the front view of the house. Now later you see the side view of the house. So again, but as you go and see the interior of the house, they're just showing you the plan of the house. Sometimes you begin to see the back view of the building you are planning to build. So that is what you are seeing in this book of Daniel. They are showing Daniel the same plan of God in different views of it. In Daniel chapter 7, it's a different view of the plan of God. In Daniel chapter 2, it was a different view of the plan of God being revealed to mankind, not just to Daniel, but to mankind. And different view of the plan of God, the bird's eye view of the plan of God, the side view of the plan of God, the front view, that is what you see. And there is Daniel chapter 10, the angel came again and still talking about what will be happening to your people. The Israelites are involved in everything, because that is where God is starting with. God was starting with Abraham. Through Abraham, he brought the Messiah, and then the people of Israel. And there, from there, he was going to the Gentiles, the whole world, to take up people unto himself, and then to take over the world. So that's why they are the center of the plan of God. The Jewish nation was the center of the plan of God. That's why he's always saying, what will happen to your people? And that is what you are seeing here. And God was showing the different views of his plan for the world, not just plan for the people of Israel, because they are part of it, they are in the center of it, but it's actually his plan for the whole world that God wanted to take over, starting from Jerusalem. So what you are seeing there is another view of this same plan of God. And he said, this is what is going to happen to your people in the end. He said the vision is for many days. So he's telling him the another view of it. Maybe the internal view of the another detail of the internal part. Maybe now you will now begin to see the rooms. You begin to see the floor plan. You begin to see what type of carpet will be in the house. What will be the color of the walls, interior walls. No more a distant view, but a more detailed view. And that is what you are seeing when God is revealing the plan of his kingdom and the plan of the kingdom of the world, of the world being taken over. Okay, now Daniel said, the angel said, for the vision are for many days. Now Daniel said, when he has spoken to me such words, I set my face toward the ground and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision, my sorrows have turned upon me and I have retained no strength. So Daniel was not feeling so good by the presence of this angel, because he had been fasting, you remember that, and he was lean, so lean. For 21 days fast, you'll be as skinny like anything. And the anointing that came upon him also make his bones to shake and look like he like somebody that was that is hungry again. So what was happening was that he needed the spiritual supernatural strengthening of his muscles to be able to stand up. So, and that was happening, and that happened to him. Then another came and said, laid his hand upon him and said, oh man, greatly beloved, verse 19, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. So Daniel now told the angel to speak on, and the angel said in verse 30, knowest thou therefore I come unto thee, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, the prince of Grisha shall come, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael your prince. Now this is where I'm going to stop in this particular story before we go to chapter 11, which is the beginning of the detail that the angel was going to reveal. But here what we are saying in this chapter 10 is the angel came and presented himself before Daniel in a mighty presence, and all the other people fled because they sensed some quaking. But Daniel saw the vision, and Daniel talked to the angel, and the angel was going to tell him what will transpire from that time to the detail. Not like summarized symbolic, like when he said a beast came and another beast conquered the beast. This is now going to be to the detail in chapter 11. And the angel also mentioned something that that angel was one of the principal angels that make things happen. Because he was telling in this verse, he said he was the one that stood up, that you see that in chapter 11 verse 1, that he was the one that stood up for Darius the Medes. That is, these angels are the angels that God has appointed. They make things happen on the large scale on this planet, so that nothing happens unless God has ordered it. But they make it happen. When God commanded it, they make it happen. That's what the angel was saying in Daniel chapter 11. So why I'm trying to point to you to you is to make you to see that, hey, God is in control of all things on this planet. Like Daniel, like Nebuchadnezzar said in the book of Daniel, he said, God ruleth in the affairs of men. And all the proud people will bring them down. Proud kings will be brought down. The angel said that the angel in chapter 11 verse 1 said he was one of the key men that bring these kingdoms to overcome the other kingdoms. When they wanted to overcome the other kingdoms, it was God that we commanded. And the kingdom of the Medo-Persians rose up and overthrew Babylon. He was saying he was the one that stood up for them in the spirit to make them overthrow Babylon. You say, well, you think that it's just some soldiers that make it happen. Not some soldiers. Things happen in the spirit world by the angels of God at the command of the Almighty God. That is what I want you to learn from this. And that is why we saints of God that have close relationship with God, and we saints of God that can move the hand of God in prayer, we should be ruling the world by our intercession. We should be able to affect anything we want to affect by our prayer. That is exactly what I want you to learn from this. That is, you can move the finger of God on your behalf for nations, for people, for a land, when you know how to move the hand of God in prayer, in fasting, because God loves his saints and he wants to be interceding. In another place, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face, then God will heal your land. That's what I want you to know. God can heal your land. God can turn things around. Maybe you have a government that is so perverse, that is so polluted, that are oppressing people, and look like nothing can be done. You that are saints of God, you that are Christians, you can begin to pray and fast and intercede for your people, And God can heal that land by taking off that wicked king, that wicked ruler can be taken away just like that. Because God rules in the affairs of men. When men are not turning to him, he allows wicked kings to reign over them. But when these saints of God that know God can cry unto God, God can bring evil, wicked people, wicked saints down and bring a better king over the people. That is what I want you to learn. And this angel is telling you that he is one of the principal angels that cause things to happen. And that's what you will see here in that challenge chapter 11 verse 1. He said that I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. The angel said that he stood to confirm and to strengthen this king called Darius that took over the kingdom of Babylon. He said, well, those people that were in the Middle Persian, they were not known to be worshipping God. That doesn't matter. God still can make things happen by the prayer of Daniel, perhaps. Because Daniel knew that the time is coming. He has been praying and time to bring Babylon down. And when God was going to bring Babylon down, according to what God has planned, it is the Medo Persians that will bring Babylon down. It was when Medo Persians brought Babylon down that the king of Medo Persians called Cyrus could raise up an edict that Jerusalem should be rebuilt. And yet, this Cyrus was not even a worshipper of God. But God can speak to them because God has all these things written down before the foundation of the world. We are walking through a film, a movie that has already been seen over and over again even before we were born. So the same way, God knows what is going to happen to you. God knows what is ahead of you. Put your life in his hand, in the hand of the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hand in the hand of he that was nailed to the cross, and he's going to guide your life and deliver you. That is what I want you to learn from this chapter. That is, trust in the Lord your God. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has the whole world in his hand, and he has your life in his hand. If you only trust him and not be afraid, but confess him and not be afraid of men, say, fear God. This is the one you ought to fear. Fear him who is able to kill the body and throw the soul into the lake of fire. So don't fear men, but trust in the Almighty God. And when you can do that, you'll be at peace and you will be delivered. This is very important. And I want to pray for you right now that you should be able to trust. I want to pray for you that you should be able to trust the Lord and fear not men. Let me pray for you. And I want you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that you can have a hope of eternal life and be part of his kingdom that is going to take over the earth. Bow your head and pray for you right now. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Give them understanding. Help them to live for thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I want to live for you from now on. Set me free from fear of men, Lord, and set my heart to fear God and God alone, and to walk with you, not being afraid, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I want you to write to us, and I will send you some literature. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry,
Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
God bless you. On the internet, you can send us email. Send your email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. You can read some of our literatures also at www.gospeldistribution.org. Jesus loves you and God bless you. Jesus is the head of all principalities and powers. This is the one you ought to fear. God that can kill the body and throw the soul into the lake of fire. Fear not men. God rules in the affairs of men, and he has angels dispatched to be controlling affairs of men, even in the countries where it looks like if they are not worshiping God. God can make things happen when he wants it to happen because he is God. And he is the one that ought to be feared. God bless you.